Now, who was the first judge? Verse 9, and when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel, who delivered them, even Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. Now, if he hadn't been a younger brother, you see, of Caleb, married his daughter, you'd have never heard of Othniel. But notice, now God will use him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel, and went out to war. And the enemy was delivered in his hands, and the land had rest 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. Now here is your first judge. He's one of the better judges. I think probably the best judge that they had. And what is the criticism of him? Well, no great criticism. The only thing is, he was not capable in himself. He did not become the leader because of his outstanding ability, but because of who he was, the younger brother of Caleb, and also married his daughter. So Othniel is the first judge. And it's amazing what kind of men that God will use. Maybe it's the reason he'll use you and me. This book will certainly encourage you, friends. All of these judges are little men. There's not a big one actually in the lot. And these men were used of God because actually they were, well, I have to say it, they were characters, odd characters, by the way. And the very oddness caused God to use them. And he was unable to use them because of that. Now, Othniel belonged to a good family. In fact, the best of the lot, by the way. Actually, Caleb, I feel, was one of the great men that you could put along with Moses and with Joshua. I'm sure of that. And we have already, of course, seen his story. But now, he had good antecedents. He came from a very fine family. Here he occupied this position. And then we find that the Lord actually called him, as we saw. And not only that, but the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, we're told here in verse 10. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he judged Israel. This man had a lot going for him. There was no glamour connected, though, with him. Nothing spectacular. It just says here, and the land had rest 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz, died. That's all it said about him, by the way. Most biographies are very much like that. They have a difficulty. I met a man on the streets of Los Angeles many years ago who wrote, by the way, several fine biographies of Christian leaders of the past. And he was writing on a present-day Christian leader. And I was asking him how he was getting along. He said, I'm having difficulty. I said, what is it? Well, he says to keep the front page from rubbing against the back page. He says there's nothing to say about it. And it's very difficult to keep the birth and death apart. I think most tombstones have it accurately. Here lies Joe Doakes, born, died. That's his story. I heard of this. Being on the tombstone of a dentist, it said, giving his name, a dentist, filling his last cavity. Well, that's about all you can say about not only dentists, but the rest of us. But you notice God came upon the simple life of this man, and that is something that is very much worthwhile. And we find that here you have an ordinary man. His only claim to greatness is, he's relative of Caleb.